A reading from the Book of Numbers. Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses on the pretext of the marriage he had contracted with a Cushite woman. They complained, "Is it through Moses alone that God speaks? Does he not speak through us also?" And the Lord heard this. Now Moses himself was by far the meekest man on the face of the earth. So at once the Lord said to Moses and Aaron and Miriam, "Come out, you three, to the meeting tent." And the three of them went. Then the Lord came down in the column of cloud, and standing at the entrance of the tent, called Aaron and Miriam. When both came forward, he said, "Now listen to the words of the Lord. Should there be a prophet among you, in visions will I reveal myself to him, in dreams will I speak to him. Not so with my servant Moses. Throughout my house he bears my trust. Face to face I speak to him, plainly and not in riddles. The presence of the Lord he beholds. Why then did you not fear to speak out against my servant Moses?" So angry was the Lord against them that when he departed and the cloud withdrew from the tent, there was Miriam, a snow-white leper. When Aaron turned and saw her a leper, "Ah, my Lord," he said to Moses, "please do not charge us with the sin we have foolishly committed. Let her not thus be like a stillborn babe that comes forth from its mother's womb with its flesh half consumed." Then Moses cried to the Lord, "Please not this. Pray, heal her." The word of the Lord. Our gospel reading is from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After the crowds had eaten their fill, Jesus insisted that his disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side. When he had sent them away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray, remaining there alone as evening drew on. Meanwhile, the boat, already several hundred yards out from shore, was being tossed about in the waves raised by strong headwinds. At about 3 a.m, he came walking toward them on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and in their fear they began to cry out. Jesus hastened to reassure them. "Get hold of yourselves. It is I. Do not be afraid." Peter spoke up and said, "Lord, if it is really you, tell me to come to you across the water." "Come," he said. So Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water, moving toward Jesus. But when he perceived how strong the wind was, becoming frightened, he began to sink and cried out, "Lord, save me!" Jesus at once stretched out his hand and caught him. "How little faith you have," he exclaimed. "Why did you falter?" Once they had climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat showed him reverence, declaring, "Undoubtedly you are the Son of God." After making the crossing, they reached the shore at Gennesaret, and when the men of that place recognized him, they spread the word throughout the region. People brought him all the afflicted with the plea that he let them do no more than touch the tassel of his cloak. As many as touched it were fully restored to health. The Gospel of the Lord. Why not me? That's the question Miriam and Aaron ask of the Lord. Why just Moses? Why is he alone your prophet? And they had some reason for asking the question. After all, Aaron could remember that when Moses was called to go before Pharaoh and speak to him about releasing his people, Moses replied was that he was so tongue-tied that he couldn't speak to Pharaoh, and so Aaron had to go and speak for him. Aaron was the spokesman as far as Pharaoh was concerned. And then Miriam. After the people had finally been brought across the Red Sea, while Moses and Aaron were leading the men in praising God, it was Miriam who led the women in shouting, "Sing to the Lord, for he is gloriously triumphant. Horse and chariot he is cast into the sea." Miriam was able eloquently to lead the people in praise of God. So, why shouldn't they be able to think of themselves as God's prophet? Why not me? The same question comes up again and again in Scripture. Why does God choose this one and not that one? Abraham. God chose him. But Abraham had been willing to compromise his wife Sarah's honor in front of Pharaoh to save his own skin. What made him so special? Isaac, willing to cheat his brother Esau out of his lot, brother Jacob, rather, to cheat his brother Esau out of his lot. And we have the same question to ask in today's gospel reading. Peter. Poor Peter. Always first to speak up and then never able to follow through. Happens here in the incident on the sea. "Lord, call me to come to you." And so he starts out, but then seeing the strength of the wind, the height of the waves, he becomes frightened and falters. Why on earth would Jesus choose someone who lacked steadfastness to such a degree to be the leader of his church? Why? Why me? Why not me? Why this one? Why not that one? And of course we know that God simply doesn't answer those questions. God doesn't tell us why he chooses this one and not that one. Oh, the scriptures come up with reasons, but not really definitive reasons, why God chooses this one and not that one. Why did God choose David, whom he loved as no other man, when David was willing to take his loyal soldier's wife and then kill the soldier so he could have her? Why? And God doesn't give us an answer. I guess the question why comes up in my life more in the opposite sense, that is, when some disaster strikes me, whether it is a mistake that finally catches up with me or some health issue, I always want to cry out, "Why, Lord, why me?" I think that the lesson that we need to draw from readings like the ones today is that we should ask the question, "Why me?" But recognize that we have been called by God to preach his word. Why me? It's certainly not because of the strength of my intellect or my voice. It's certainly not because I have been so steadfast. It is because God has chosen me. And so we are left with, like Peter, to step out boldly, but to recognize that in order to reach the Lord, in order to carry out His vocation for us. We must always put our entire trust and our entire reliance not on ourselves, but in God's call. Why me? Because God has called me. No other reason necessary.